in the last few days, fewer sockeye have been returning to the Kenai River, and in response, state managers are extending openings to fish for them. As of today, the personal use dip net fishery at the mouth of the river was expanded to 24 hours a day, and the daily limit for sockeye in the river up to the outlet of the Skelak Lake is up to 6 per day, with 12 in possession. But it might be more fishing than catching, says Jason Pollock with Alaska's Department of Fish and Game's Sport Fishing Division.
Right now, fishing in the river with rod and reel and then the dipnet fishery is very slow, very slow.
He says the number of sockeye entering the river has dropped off, below 20,000 fish per day past the sonar counting during the last week. But the situation is expected to turn around, eventually. Fish and Game is still predicting a decent-sized sockeye run to the Kenai. It just looks to be arriving a little late.
Based on our projections in season and then also what the forecast called for, there's still a lot of fish out there and they're just entering the river like they did last year. We never really had a really peak 3 or 4 days where over 75,000 fish came in per day. It was more of a long, slow bleed into the river, if you will, of fish. And it's looking like that's what we're seeing again this year.
Managers can liberalize fishing if the runs look like escapements will exceed 2.3 million fish, and that's still the expectation, even if it's a slow but steady return rather than a spike of high number days. But there's a bit of a deadline. Dip netting on the Kenai closes July 31st.